Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion poll on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. Are you a native resident in New Orleans, or did you just move in recently?
I'm a native.
Native, thank you. Do you consider yourself as a male or as a female?
I've been a male all my life.
Okay, thank you. Do you define your racial classification as an African-American black, or as a white, or as a Hispanic, or as a Latino, or as an Asian, or as a Native American?
African-American.
African-American, thank you. What are two characteristics that describe what you like the most about living in New Orleans?
What I like about the... I like it's custom Mardi Gras and or the festivals that goes on in New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Mardi Gras and what else?
Mardi Gras, the fest, you know, the different fests that they have every month. You know, it's always something some kind of party.
Okay.
Something to do.
It's always very festive. Okay.
Yeah, very festive.
Okay. Next question. What are the two things that you don't like the most about New Orleans?
What's that again?
Yeah, what are the two things that you dislike the most about New Orleans?
Dislike the crime.
The crime, okay. And what else?
My main concern. I can't think of anything else right off hand. Just the crime as of now.
Just the crime right now. Okay.
Yes.
We're gonna use on a scale right now, and I will need you to tell me how satisfied are you with some things I'm gonna mention right now. The highest satisfaction is very satisfied. The right below that is somewhat satisfied. There we have neutral right in the middle. The next one says little satisfied, and the other one says not at all satisfied. You also can say, I don't know. That's an option too. So, for example, the first one. How satisfied are you with the safety from property crime?
Not satisfied.
Would you say little satisfied or not at all satisfied?
Little. Not at all satisfied.
Not at all satisfied, thank you. How satisfied are you with the monthly cost for electricity and water?
I'm not satisfied.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with safety from violent crime?
Not satisfied.
Would you say a little or not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
Not at all satisfied, thank you. How satisfied are you with equal economic opportunities for people like you?
Somewhat satisfied, little satisfied.
Well, actually, we have both options. So which one would you feel more comfortable with picking?
Satisfied.
Somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. How satisfied are you with what you pay for housing, mortgages, or rent?
Not satisfied.
Would you say a little or not at all?
Little.
A little, okay.
A little.
Okay. How satisfied are you with what you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with the preparation public charter the school students are receiving for college or careers?
Somewhat satisfied. It can be better.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How satisfied are you with what you paid for food and household goods?
Oh, not satisfied at all.
At all? Okay. Thank you.
Not at all.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with the financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense?
A little satisfied. It's about working.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with the ability of affordable housing?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to give you five things. And please tell me how significant are you are these things to cause you a stress in your life during the past year, okay? The options are very significant, somewhat significant, neutral, not very significant, or not at all significant. Okay? So how significant is your job stability to cause you a stress in your life during the past year?
Somewhat.
I'm sorry?
Somewhat significant.
Somewhat significant, thank you. How significant is your ability to get around your community and the city to cause you stress in your life during the past year?
You're pretty satisfied with that. What was the other option?
Well, in this case, we're going with very significant, somewhat significant, neutral, not very significant, or not at all significant.
Neutral. I'll go with neutral.
Okay. Thank you. How significant is the safety of you or your family members to cause you a stress in your life during the past year?
What's significant?
Very significant, okay. How significant is for you meeting monthly household expenses to cause you a stress in your life during the past year? I'm sorry?
Significant.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Oh, somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. How significant is for you the health of you or your family members to cause you a stress in your life during the past year?
What's significant?
You said very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Okay, now we're changing the scale. Now it's how confident you feel. You may say a lot of confidence, some confidence, neutral, very confidence, or no confidence at all. So let me ask you, how confident are you? Oh, this is related to the mayor and the city council accomplishing the following, okay? How confident do you feel that they are going to creating more better paying jobs in the city?
What's the top one on that one?
We have the options. The top is a lot of confidence, some confidence, neutral, very little
confidence.
Some confidence.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you. How confident do you feel that they are improving the city's streets and traffic lights? A lot of confidence, some confidence, neutral, very little confidence, or no confidence at all?
I'm confident in that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a slow it's a slow process, but it's I'm somewhat confident in it.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your answer. May I have it again, please?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. Thank you. How confident are you that they are making the city safer?
Neutral.
Thank you. How confident are you that they are improving garbage collection in the city?
Neutral on that also.
Okay, thank you. How confident are you that they are improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods?
What confident?
No confidence?
Yeah, confident. It's somewhat confident.
Some confidence. Thank you. Yeah. How confident do you feel that they have the quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years?
I'm neutral on it.
Neutral. Okay. Thank you. In your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans City government is doing an excellent job, a good job, a fair job, or a poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
I guess poor job.
What, sir?
Poor.
A poor?
Yes.
Okay. Now I would like to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer? You feel about the same? Do you feel somewhat less safe or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
Less safe.
Less safe. Would you say somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Okay. What do you think are the factors contributing to crimes the most in New Orleans? Would you say it's housing? Would you say it's transportation? Would you say personal and family problems? Would you say it's not enough police officers? Would you say it's employment opportunities? Would you say it's release on bail for violent crimes? Would you say it's too many guns? Would you say lack of access to mental health or social services? Would you say it's education opportunities, or would you say it's something else, and clarify your answer?
Can I say all of the above?
All of the above. Okay.
It's all of them, please. Support it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to give you six statements. Tell me if you think it would be how effective they are as a strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans, okay? Like, for example, how effective do you think it is providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth? Do you think it's very effective? Do you think it's somewhat effective? Do you think it's neutral? Do you think it's not too effective, or do you think it's not at all effective?
It's very effective.
Very effective.
Yeah, a lot of people need help. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. How effective do you think it is implementing a community-based citizens and police response to non-violent crimes?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Oh, sure. No problem. How effective do you think is the strategy of implement a community-based citizens and police response to non-violent crimes?
I would be for it.
Would you say it's effective or not effective?
Oh, I think it'd be effective.
Would you say very or somewhat?
I see very effective.
Very effective. Thank you. How effective do you think it's providing counseling and social services for parents and adults?
Effective.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. How effective do you think it's increasing the police presence in your community?
Wait a minute. Improving what?
How effective do you think it will be to increase the police presence in your community?
More effective.
I'm sorry, can you repeat your answer?
More effective.
Which is very effective, okay. How effective do you think is a better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing?
Very effective.
Thank you. How effective do you think it's creating more opportunities for job training?
Very effective. More effective.
Thank you. Okay, we have reached the 73% of the survey. We're about to finish. And thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it would be a very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful the strategy to create more quality affordable housing in New Orleans, okay? For example, the first strategy says, build accessory dwelling units, a small home with a separate entrance on an existing property. Would you say this is very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
Somewhat helpful.
Somewhat helpful, thank you. What do you think about covert back-end public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums? Do you think it's very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
Not too helpful.
Not too helpful, thank you. What do you think about create adult co-living communities for people to live together? Would you say it's very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful,
somewhat,
or not at all? Somewhat, okay?
Somewhat help, yeah.
What do you think about build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces? Would you say it's very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
I don't think that's too helpful.
Not too helpful, okay. What do you think about create more home ownership and financing classes?
Helpful.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very helpful.
Thank you. Okay, I have two statements for you. Please tell me if you strongly agree with them, somewhat agree with them, your position is neutral, or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree, okay? They are very short.
Yes.
Okay. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree or disagree, I'm sorry.
Yeah, somewhat agree.
Thank you. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens.
I think that would be helpful.
Okay. Would you say that you strongly agree, somewhat agree, are you neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement?
Well, I'm going to go with neutral on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with neutral on this one.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you four names and institutions. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither of that, if you strongly approve or somewhat approve them, okay? For example, the Major Latoya Cantrell. Do you strongly approve her, somewhat approve her, neither, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
If you have like a little hair here, and here, and
I just clean it up.
And I just want you to
clean it up. All right.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. Can I get that one more time from you?
Oh, sure. I'm gonna give you names and institutions. And please tell me if you strongly approve them, somewhat approve them, neither, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove them, okay?
Okay.
The first one, for example, is the Major Latoya Cantrell.
What's that?
The Major Latoya Cantrell. Do you strongly approve her, somewhat approve her, somewhat disapprove her, or strongly disapprove her, or neither of that?
I'm not strongly approving of her.
Would you say that you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, we have that option too. You feel free to say that you don't know at any
point. I could
say
neutral. Huh?
Oh, neutral? Okay. how do you feel about New Orleans Police Department? Would you say that you approve, disapprove, or neither of that?
Don't fully approve.
Don't fully approve. Would you say that you approve somewhat?
Somewhat.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about the sewage and water board? Would you say you approve, disapprove, or neither of that?
I don't approve.
Okay, would you say that you somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What do you think about the New Orleans City Council? Would you say that you approve, disapprove, or neither of that?
Yeah, I approve the council.
Okay, would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Okay, finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following four statements, please tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, if you're neutral, or if you somewhat or strongly disagree with them, okay? I will encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. Would you agree, disagree, or neither of that?
Neither of them.
Okay. Young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents. Would you say you agree, you disagree, or neither of that?
No, they should, but neither of them.
I'm sorry?
I strongly approve. I'm going to strongly approve this.
Well, the option here is agree or disagree. So would you say you strongly
agree? Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Thank
you. They should, like I said, they should have a better quality of life.
Okay. Thank you. How do you feel about the quality of life for me and my family will approve? You would just say that you agree with that statement, disagree with the statement, or you feel neutral about it?
I feel neutral about it.
Neutral, thank you. Okay, how do you feel with young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere? You agree, disagree, or feel, or neither of that?
I agree they will.
Agree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we have concluded the survey. I just have a few questions for statistical purposes. When it comes to income, stop me at ranch with best describe your household income, okay? Less than 35,000, from 36 to 50,000, from 51 to 74,000, from 75 to 99,000, or more than 100,000?
The first one.
The first one. Okay, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. From 18 to 30, from 31 to 49, from 50 to 60, from
50 to
61, 50 to 60, okay. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed or studied, okay? Some high school graduate.
What was that? You asked him, I?
Yeah, disturb me when you hear the last grade you completed.
Okay, all right.
Okay. High school graduated, some college or trade school.
Some
high school, thank you.
No. Graduated, I'm sorry.
High school graduated, thank you.
Yes.
Do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
Yes.
Do you have any extended...
You say
family?
Living?
Yeah, living.
You say living? No, not living.
Okay. Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
Okay, what is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans?
I have a car.
Okay, it's your own, or is you use the one of a friend or relative?
Own.
Own, thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, patience, and time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, no problem.
Okay, thank you so much again, Sarah.
Right.
How for the rest of your day. Take care.
All right, you do it. All right.